Let's shift our focus now to one of Germany's neighbors.
Également sur les devoirs.
That's French President François Hollande talking about his new education reform. In the name of equality, the French government has proposed doing away with homework in elementary school and junior high so kids with difficult home situations aren't penalized. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on how educators and parents are reacting.
It's 5:30 p.m. and getting dark outside as kids pour out of Gutenberg Elementary School in Paris's 15th arrondissement. Parents and other caregivers wait outside to collect their children. 20-year-old Aissata Touré is here with her younger sister in tow. She's come to pick up her 7-year-old son. Touré says she's against Hollande's proposal to do away with homework.
Pour moi, c'est pas du tout une bonne idée parce que...
It's not a good idea at all, because even at a young age, having individual work at home helps build maturity and responsibility. And if it's something they didn't quite get in school, the parents can help them. Homework is important for a kid's future.
Touré lives with her son, her little sister, and her mother in public housing near the school. On the surface, it seems just the sort of family environment that might put a child at a disadvantage. Yet Touré says she sits down with her son every night, even though she's in law school and has her own studies.
Poor people want homework because they know that school is very important, and the only chance, the only possibility they have to give their children a better life is if the children succeed at school.
That's Emmanuel Davydenkov, editor-in-chief of L'Étudiant, a magazine and website devoted to French school and education. Davydenkov says the socialist government doesn't seem to understand the concerns of the working and middle class, and in the name of equality, got it all wrong.
Mostly wealthy people don't want homework because when the kids are at home, they make sports or dance or music. They go to the museums, to the theater. So they have this access to culture, which is very important. In poor families, they don't have that. So the only link they have with culture and with school is homework. So if they lose homework, they have the feeling that they will lose everything.
Elisabeth Zeboulon sits in her office over the playground. Today, she's the principal at a private bilingual school in Paris, but she spent most of her career in French public schools. Zeboulon says the centralized French education system doesn't leave much room for trying different teaching methods.
The kids are very different from one place to another, from one school to another, and we don't have much way of adapting. And whenever they start, you know, saying, well, in this place we could do this, in that place we could do that, then you have a lot of people coming up and saying, look, it's not equal.
Cutting homework is just part of a reform aimed at making primary and secondary school a happier, more relaxed place for children. The school week will be lengthened. Currently, French children have Wednesdays off, but the school day will be shortened. Kids get out so late here, there's no time for extracurricular activities. Basically, French school is a grind, says Peter Gumbel, author of a scathing book on the education system in France.
French education is, there's an enormous amount of pressure, and it's no fun whatsoever. There's no sport, or very little sport, very little art, very little music, and kids don't have a good time at all. And it's not about building self-confidence and encouraging them to go out and discover the world. It's much more about sit down and we'll fill your empty heads with our rather dull and old-fashioned knowledge.
There's another big reason the French government is making school reform a top priority, says Gumbel.
The French are discovering, to their horror, that their performance internationally has been declining over the last 10 years. The French actually are performing less well than Americans in reading and in science.
And this is a huge shock, says Gumbel, to a country that long considered itself an education pioneer. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.